Shalom. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai. Yahweh Shai is the way which leads to salvation. He is the way to deliverance. The Israelites that are here in America, which is Babylon the Great, will go through tribulation and is going through tribulation. But tribulation, it's in stages. And so with that tribulation, that brings in the fruits of the Spirit. And when you go, and I believe it's in the book of Hebrews, it gives us the steps in regards to what it builds. And ultimately, it leads to hope and faith. So when you go through tribulation, you build up endurance, and then you gain the experience, and that experience leads to hope. And the Bible tells us that we're prisoners of hope. And so all of us that have faith, that believe in the Heavenly Father and the Messiah, will suffer tribulation. Bible tells us all that live godly shall suffer persecution. So just like how our Lord Yahweh Shai was persecuted, we will be persecuted. And we pray that when we're persecuted, it's for righteousness' sake. Because you can be persecuted being wicked, or you can be persecuted for being righteous. So we want to go through the things that we go through in righteousness, for the namesake of Yahweh Shai, because as you can see in this society, anybody that really have morals and really stand up for what's right, you're considered a threat to the establishment. You can see that wickedness is not only tolerated, but is praised. Bible tells us that folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low places. So folly, which is all the chaos, all the degradation that's going on, you know, whether it be in the music industry, whether it be in politics, whether it be, you know, in entertainment, you know, like movies and stuff like that. Folly is set in great dignity, so it's highly esteemed. And where it says the rich sit in low places, that's talking about those that are spiritually rich. That's going into what the Lord said. He said, I know thy works, tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. So he's talking about, although you might be physically poor or financially poor, but you're spiritually rich. So that's going into those that have the Spirit. Those that are rich in the Spirit. So those that have that Spirit are going to go through things, you know. Now, I know thy works, tribulation, and poverty. So He know our works, you know, the things that we do. And He know our poverty, because we're not financially, you know, in a situation like these other nations are, where we don't have anything as a nation, you know. The so-called Negroes, specifically the tribe of Judah, we don't have protection, you know, as a nation. You know, these nations, they do whatever they want. They deny us justice. You know, our young are targeted. You have the prison pipeline, where they have created a network locking up the young people, and they use the music to promote that. Even Ice Cube spoke about that, how gangster rap was used to destroy a young generations, and we're suppressed economically, where they've destroyed our towns, like Black Wall Street, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street, and then you had Rosewood, which is in Florida, and there are many other so-called black towns that were destroyed, that were systematically, oppressed, and then the resources siphoned. So the Lord, He know our poverty, but thou art rich. Then he goes into those that say they are Jews. He said, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not. So he's talking about those people that are claiming to be Jews and are not. And he calls them what? The synagogue of Satan. That's what he calls them. And they are the synagogue of Satan, because they're the ones that's behind really the majority of the wickedness on the earth, because they have the money. They're working with those that oppress God's chosen people here in America. Like that Ish said, she said that in so many words, she basically said that the state of Israel has a problem with the young black community or the young black youth. Now, why would an Israeli politician say something like that in regards to young black people? Young black people, they don't even know about geopolitics. So why would she even say something like that? Because they know that God's chosen people spiritually are waking up, and that power from waking up is a real thing. And so they view God's chosen people as an existential threat. Although the Israelites, God's chosen people, they're not even thinking about being in power as a people. That goes to show you that power is within. And they know that, but they want to suppress that. And this is why they attack God's chosen people. And they do it covertly. They do it systematically. This is why you have this targeting program that I'm always speaking about. Because they've been watching God's chosen people since we've been over here. In the Twitter space that I did last night, I was going into, being positive in the midst of persecution. And even that type of mindset is dangerous to the wicked. When you have a positive attitude, a positive mindset, no matter what situation, because that positivity, it brings power. There's power in being positive. There's power in knowing that no matter what, God will intervene. God will help His people. So them knowing that, they don't want you to have that hope. Going into the scripture, ye are prisoners of hope. And when you have that hope, that goes into faith. You can move a mountain with faith. The Lord spoke about how important and how powerful faith is. See, faith can heal. reason why the disciples couldn't heal that young boy that was possessed with demons because of lack of faith. And he said, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain. So, in so many words, that's like manifesting power. As a man thinketh, so is he. So it's all about that energy a person puts out. You're not saying that you're going to always be in that mindset all the time, but you want to try to remain in that mindset as much as possible, because faith is a very powerful thing, and it's something that each man and woman will need to go through Jacob's trouble. Because the Lord said that it is impossible to please him without faith. So you have to have faith in order to please the Heavenly Father. We want to do things that please the Father. And when he know that we have faith and we believe, that's us putting our trust in him, because he can do anything. So you want to trust the Heavenly Father. You want to trust the Messiah, because they can do anything. They have capabilities of doing everything. So put your trust in the Lord, no matter what situation, and be encouraged. You know, all of us is going through things. Our faith is being tested, as this is a trial. This is a trial. This is something that's testing our faith, whether we believe or not. And there are situations where we pass the test and we fail the test, but ultimately, that big test, you want to win. Going back to what I was saying about how faith, you know, manifesting that hope, it leads to great works. Because the elect men will have that faith. They will believe, and the Lord will bless them through the Holy Spirit to have that power. And everything is about balance. See, we hear about all the wicked things that's going on. And there's a lot. There's a lot of wickedness. There's a lot of things at play. Specifically what's happening with the immigration. That's all by design. That's not about any humanitarian efforts or anything like that. These people don't care about the people of Central and South America. And Africa and Arab countries and China. The shadow government is bringing these people in to cause civil wars, to cause nations to fight amongst each other, to collapse America. That's their goal, is to cause so much chaos that they have to come in and be like the good guys and the saviors, and bring in a totalitarian society where everybody is tagged electronically, you know, biometrically. So now the system is in place to watch everybody, and is justified because of the chaos, to bring in their one world government. Because with that chaos and the in the Civil War that they planned, the elites, they, the model of what they did in Europe, where they had a whole bunch of foreigners come in, and they allowed them to come in, and a lot of them were committing, were and are committing crimes, just like what's happening here in America. That was happening in Europe. So like France and England and a lot of the other countries in Europe or East or Southern Europe, they allowed a whole bunch of immigrants to come in, and it was all by design to collapse and put a heavy burden on their economies. So we can see that the same thing is happening here in America. They're overburdening cities, specifically New York, which is also bringing in crime, because a lot of the people that are, you know, like in different areas, you know, like in the bigger cities, a lot of people are there, they're working. And then you have a smaller class of people, criminals, whether they are from this country or not, that's going to be out there committing crimes, and they don't care. So that same type of population of people are coming in. Although, you know, people should be vetted when they come into a country, whether they are sincere and they're fleeing persecution. There still has to be some type of system in place. You just can't have people coming in, you don't know who the hell they are. Every country has to have borders. Even in the kingdom of heaven, it's going to be a big wall and 12 gates. So how much more, you know, in this, you know, in this earthly system, there should be borders. But because the New World Order is creating so much chaos, they don't want that. They don't want that. They wanna cause so much hell and instability. They wanna cause so much hell and instability that people are gonna give up their civil and their human rights for safety. Even, what's his name? That Edomite, what's his name? Benjamin Franklin said that. Even as demonic as Esau's founding fathers are, even they knew about tyranny and how that was you know, it's a bad thing. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. So these people that's in power, they're absolutely corrupt. And they're taking the country's people's tax dollars, and they're using it for every nefarious purpose on the planet. And so now people are using their voices. They're speaking up, but then that's considered subversive. Although you have, you know, a so-called First Amendment right of free speech, that speech is not free, because whatever you say can be classified and deemed as a threat. This is the system that we're in. And then they'll say you're preaching hate, or you're encouraging violence and all of this crap. But yet, they got all these people to take a vaccine that's killing all kind of people, that's giving them bad medical misinformation. You got so many people that's suffering. People of all nationalities that trusted in these people, and they took something that have destroyed their bodies and have destroyed their lives. That's not right. And they still, you know, telling people that they should take it. Although there's so much proof of people that are unknown and people that are known that have taken it, and they'll never be the same again. They have all kind of health issues behind taking that jab. But then, if you speak out against the jab and the medical tyranny, they could deplatform you. They could, remove your channel. And in so many words, socially ban you from society. And that's another, part of that program, that I speak of, the targeted individual program, that they socially isolate people. And they do that through slander and lies. Those that are in power, they create slander campaigns. See, the FBI used what's known as COINTELPRO. And with that COINTELPRO, which stands for Counterintelligence Program, they use that program to spread misinformation. And that misinformation was used to socially isolate people. So they told lies, slander, defamation, it's what they call character assassination, to get people to turn against you. So that's what they're doing now. They do it online, and they use what's known as surveillance role players, also known community-based agents, gang stalkers. So these gang stalkers, part of their job is to go around, tell lies and slander, and what they call poison in the well. So they'll go around speaking about horrible and a whole bunch of things about you that's not true in order to get people to turn against you. And that's exactly what they do. They get people to turn against you. It could be friends, family, neighbors, co-workers. They get all of these people behind the scenes, behind your back, gossiping and talking crap about you, and you don't even know it. And what happens is the government will tell these people all of this stuff, but then they'll say, don't say nothing because this is under national security, in order to hide the lies. So you see how the program is running, and is ran that way so they can continue to keep the lie going. And you don't even know anything about it. So the Lord told us that, blessed are ye, what men shall persecute you or hate you, persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely. So that's what they're doing. They're saying all manner of evil against you, against us falsely, for the Messiah's name's sake. So this is why they come up with these dossiers and say, oh, this person is a terrorist, this person is a murderer, this person is they'll use the word insurrectionist. Oh, this person is a drug dealer, this person is a murderer, a rapist, a drug dealer, a pedophile. All of these things that they're saying, that's not true. But these people go by what they hear, and they're hearing it from people with authority or perceived authority, and thus the poisoning of the well or the lies is used to destroy people's reputations. This is the same thing that the Lord went through. The wicked used lies, slander, said he was a drunkard or wine bibber. They said he was hanging out with publicans and sinners. They said he was using demonic spirits to use the power of demonic spirits to heal, and it's all kind of stuff that they were saying about him. that wasn't true. Here it is. He's the Son of God. He's healing people. And the people were believing in him. And the establishment didn't like that. The wicked Pharisees, which are the gatekeepers, they didn't like that the Messiah was the people's champ. And thus they had to use character assassination, bring him up on false charges. You know, they were saying that he was speaking blasphemy. They said that he was talking about knocking down the temple, which he was talking about his body. He wasn't talking about the physical temple. And he said he would be, the temple would be brought up on in 3 days, which is talking about how he would be resurrected. So all of these people out there, they're in so many words, they were around in the ancient times. Now they're back on the earth to cause the same kind of chaos and pointing the finger and using lies and defamation. So we're going to go through these things, but be encouraged. And I say Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of his only begotten Son, Yahweh Shai. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. Peace.